This is Cambridge Riffs. We're back on the airwaves, or the pod waves, whatever they're called. I'm sorry we've been away for so long, but I've just been really busy over the summer, and recently I've been involved in some quite interesting projects to do with Cambridge Riffs, which I'll tell you about after this next song. And the first band is The Moon Jets. Fantastic, that's a great song. I really like the sort of the guitar riffs and the singing and everything, really good. The Moon Jets, and a song called Show Me the Way. So these guys, the Moon Jets, they're formed by two of the people from that band Incus, who there was a chap called Tom Jones in that band who died a couple of years ago, and the name The Moon Jets actually is an anagram of Tom Jones, which is a sort of tribute to him, which is really nice. So go and check them out on MySpace. All the links are on our website, and they've got some really great songs. It's really good. So this next band are a great band called Ninefold Punch. I've been wanting to play them for ages, and I've got a bit of an apology here because I emailed them ages ago, and they replied, but I didn't sort of realise, and I lost the email, you know, so I couldn't play them, but I suddenly discovered it, so I'm sticking this on. It's a song called Wasted Song, it's a great sort of punk style song. It's by Ninefold Punch. Another wasted song on you. Wasted song on you. Another wasted song on you. Song wasted on you. Time has just gone quarter to two. A song wasted on you. And now the things that you put me through. A song wasted on you. I know that it's not fair, and I know that it's not right. I wanna take you home, and I wanna take you tonight.
say, this is lost, this is gone. Never waste it.
Yeah, that was Wasted Song by Ninefold Punch. Great song. Fantastic guitar solo in that as well. Just like 8 bars, a really tight, great guitar solo. So that's an unreleased Ninefold Punch track. And it's in some sort of competition. So if you go to their MySpace account, you can vote for it in a place called Pop World Promotes. And you can vote for that song. So check that out. Go and do that if you like that song. Really good. Ninefold Punch. Okay, so I said at the beginning of the program that I've been involved in something interesting, and that's what we're doing is we're releasing a Cambridge Riff CD, a sort of, not necessarily best of, but just a clutch of tracks from some of the early shows, put them together as a compilation, and we're going to sell it in the shops in Cambridge and maybe in the website, and try to put together a sort of launch gig to help promote Cambridge bands, basically, all the bands that have been on the shows. So I've put together a collection of tracks. It sounds really good. I mean, there's so many good bands in Cambridge. It's going to be a good album. And we've decided to call it Smell the Bicycle for various obscure reasons. So watch out for that. I'll tell you more about it later in the show and maybe in the next show. Okay, so this next song is called Guru Brahma, and it's by a band called Sunday Driver. And it's really nice, a bit different than what we normally play. It's got a lovely sort of Eastern sound. And listen through it. It goes through, to start with, in sort of major key, probably. And then suddenly it switches to the minor key and it sounds really dark and different for a bit. And then it switches back in. You watch out for that. It sounds really good. So here it is, Sunday Driver.
Sure. My mama and daddy left me. Ain't good looking, baby, but I'm so much sweet kind. I'm going to the country now, baby. Don't you wanna go? If you can't make it, baby, you know you simply lose you since you wanna go.
Yeah, that was Mystery Train, and before that, Sunday Driver. So Sunday Driver, yeah, check them out on the on their MySpace account. The links are on our website, which is www.cambridgeriffs.co.uk. You can check out the all the bands, go to their MySpace accounts, find out what they're doing, what their gigs are, what songs they've got. And so Sunday Driver, yeah, there's some lovely songs on there, fantastic singing, really nice instrumental stuff. It's great. And then after that, was Mystery Train, as I say, and that's the band I play in, actually. And it's the first time I played them on show 11, so that's not too bad. But I think that's reasonable, because I just play bass in the background. And so the singer on that one was a chap called Rob Groves, and he's got a great voice. You just listen to that one again, the bit where he goes something about the doggone queen, you know. It's just really good. So he's a great singer. So if you listen to this again, watch out for that. Okay, so this next band is called Under the Street Lamp, and apparently they were formed early this year, in 2006, and one of the people in the band is Paul Richards, who used to be in Dear Old Blighty, and Dear Old Blighty, unfortunately, have passed on, but the all the members of the bands of the band are going on to other things, so you can find out what they're doing, again, through our website. And this is a great track, really. It's very different than stuff we've played before, in a way, because it's very piano-based. We haven't had a piano-based track, I suppose, before, and it's called Do I, Don't I Do, and you just listen to this singing and piano. It's really good. Under the Street Lamp.
Judge me. Never could stop me feeling guilty, always trying hard to please. Still, I'm never fully there. In my eyes, you can plainly see. The truth is, I'm scared. Always thinking, sure. Don't think or judge me. our judge.
Yeah, that was Under the Street Lamp, a song called Do I, Don't I, I Do. And great singing and great piano on that one. I really like the bit where the whole band stops and you just hear the voice on its own and then it comes crashing back in again. Yeah, it's good. Okay, so this band, I just heard from them out of the blue on MySpace, really. It's a really good example of how MySpace works. It's a guy called Daniel Flay and his band, and they claim to be from Huntingdon Rock City, which is good. They're excellent, they're fantastic. You listen to this, and they've got some other good songs on MySpace as well. And this one's called The Protagonist.
It was 7 in the morning, and our bus had left the station. I turned to mad apologies, and we are never coming home again. How was I to know the stars and lights that shone so bright in our night sky will eventually just fade with the hopes of our holiday? You were at the time, it seems so brand new, I think I said. I turned to face the sunset and said we're never going home again. How was I to know the stars and lights that shone so bright in our night sky will eventually just fade with the hopes of all our holiday? Oh, at that time it seemed so brand new.
Yeah, that was The Protagonist by Daniel Flay and the Irreparable Guilt, or possibly Irreparable Guilt, I'm not sure. Yeah, check them out on their MySpace account. He seems to play in a sort of fluid selection of bands, so sometimes he's on his own, sometimes with different people. And they've got some other really good tracks on there as well, so have a look at those. In fact, you can check out all the songs that are on the show today. You go to our website, which is www.cambridgeriffs.co.uk. And there's a list of all the bands playing in this podcast and links to their websites or their MySpace accounts. And there's also all the other podcasts up to now, 10 other podcasts, whole loads of fantastic bands, which if you have time, I recommend you check them out, because there's some really good stuff there and they can point you in the direction of bands maybe you haven't heard before or you haven't seen before. Yeah, so do that. Okay, so here's something a bit quieter now. It's by Georgie Ruane, or Ruane, Georgie Ruane, and it's called I Don't Want to Go.
Caught in this place, but with nothing but traces of you now. What would it take to fold the fate of times does your love make me cry? Am I kidding myself? So I'll hide myself inside somebody else to feel near you. It's making
was I Don't Want to Go by Georgie Ruan. Nice song that. It's apparently she was saying on a website that the songs that she's got there are a whole bunch of songs written at some sort of music workshop in France. You know, they went down there and all wrote songs together. Sounds fantastic. Drinking wine, writing songs. Great. That's the life, eh? Yeah, so check those out. There's some good ones there. There's one called Taking My Time, which I think could give Dido a run for her money. So, have a look at those. So this next track is very different, really, than that last one. A big contrast. It's by a band called the Rude Mechanicals, and I discovered these on a site called Loop Soup, which is loopsoup.com, it's a great site. It's really nice to have to look at, and it's got links to loads of sort of interesting experimental bands and experimental music in the sort of Cambridge area. And this is one of them, and it's a band called the Rude Mechanicals, and this song is called Beefheart's Greenhouse.
Hot! but I could, would kill again.
Yeah, the Rude Mechanicals. That was Beefheart's Greenhouse. That's great. I'd really like to play more of that sort of slightly more, you know, alternative stuff, but it's very difficult to find, you know, good stuff like that. So if anybody knows any, contact us through the website. Point us in the direction of that sort of stuff. They say on their website that the Rude Mechanicals is a pan-dimensional creature manifesting itself as an absurd rock band consisting of Miss Roberts and her symbiotic slaves. So, yeah, that's probably true. And I like this sort of nice Zappa-esque touch as well, too. There's somebody in there who sounds, well, presumably Miss Roberts, sounds a little bit like Susie Cream Cheese, if anybody knows her, doing slightly dubious things on vinyl in the old days. I'd like to play some more of them. There's another track called Red House, which has got a fantastic keyboard solo, which sounds like a weird mix of Terry Riley and Mike Ratledge. It's really good. Okay, so the Rude Mechanicals, check them out. Okay, so here's something very different again. It's much more melodic, but really sort of classy, I think. It's a song by Ross Martin, and it's called Love You For A Reason. Yeah. Yeah, that was Ross Martin. Nice song there. And it's from an album called Wake, which is released early next year, I think. So you can find out about that by following up the links on our website. And that's got a load of great songs on it, so check them out. Okay, this next band are called Loose Baby Charlotte. It's a great name for a band. And they contacted me through MySpace again, just out of the blue. And they're from Peterborough. And there's a load of good bands in Peterborough, actually. And we play them because they're officially part of Cambridge. And I hope they don't mind being on a show called Cambridge Riffs. But there you go, they get played, so that's good. Yeah, Loose Baby Charlotte, great band. And this is a track called Why Should I Try? Yeah, that was Why Should I Try by Loose Baby Charlotte. Check them out on their website by linking through from our site and listen to some of the other songs. They're really good. Okay, so this is the last song now. This is a bit sad, this one, really, in a way. You know, I was mentioning earlier on dear old Blighty had called it a day. And this is another band who called it a day, Colonel Bastard. So I thought I'd play one in remembrance of them. And also another thing I thought I'd play it for. I was in London recently to see a Tom Stoppard play called Rock and Roll. It was a great play. If you get a chance to see it, go and see it. And some of the actions in the 60s, and there's a lot about Syd Barrett in there, and they play some of his music in the theatre. And I was just thinking, wow, this is great. It sounds fantastic. And what an influence he had on other bands, down the decades. And you can hear it in this Colonel Bastard one, the threads of some of you know, Syd Barrett-y stuff in the song, which is really good. And so think of him and Colonel Bastard when you listen to this song, Whitley Grange. Do you think I'm strange?
Whitley Grange, Whitley Grange, you used to be at school, now you're Whitley Grange. Whitley Grange, Whitley Grange, you used to be at school, now you're Whitley Grange. Ah, come on, Whitley Grange. Do you think I'm strange? Oh no. Oh yeah, Whitley Grange, Whitley Grange. You used to be at school, now you're Whitley Grange. Oh yeah. Come on.
Yeah, fantastic. That was Colonel Bastard with Whitley Grange. I really like that, particularly the middle bit about the football and stuff like that. Fantastic. Okay, so that's the last song of the show. Thanks for listening, and watch out for the Cambridge Riffs compilation CD, Smell the Bicycle. You'll find out more about it in the next show, where you can get hold of it. And so take care, and watch out for the next show.